I had to pull an all-nighter because I was in the emergency room.
Ooh, I've done one of those before. So what's the story with that?
Yeah, so my friend Jody White, she tripped and she fell on the front door of her house that had like this, not like a round knob on it, but like this like horizontal thing. Anyway,
right, poor girl.
She gashed her head. She literally tomahawked herself. There was a gash that was 8 centimeters long and a full centimeter wide.
Wow. It's horrible.
Yeah, there's blood everywhere. So I pick her up and I take her to the hospital, and she's gushing blood out of your head. And they look at the top of her head, and we're both freaked out. And you know what their first question was?
I don't know.
Do you have a living will?
Wow, that's...
Like, that's not good. That is bad.
Was it
like,
that bad?
It's not that bad. I was like, do you have tact? Like, now is a really bad time to play head games with her. Rip shot.
But... Yeah, I got to get one of those sound effects. Wow, that is the worst.
I started messing with them.
Okay.
I did because I was like, now you got me. Now you got my, what do you call it? My
it's on. Room.
Now you got me going. You know what I mean? I was like, don't start with me because I got a mouth. So we sat down with the nurse and they said, who's your family doctor? And she paused and I said, Jesus. Have you met him? I said, I don't believe in medicine, but the bleeder here insisted that we come. And she was just laughing. She's like, no, I'm sorry. I don't have one. And then he goes, have you been a victim of abuse? And I said, don't you say a word. She was like, Zan, that's not cool. Like, don't even. But I was like, I don't care now. This guy's bugging me. This is stupid. You've just got, you know, I mean, you need stitches, but you're not going to die. He asked 2 more times about the living will. And she had to go, no, I don't have a living will, but I do have health insurance. And I don't have health insurance. That was her thing. She didn't have a living will. She didn't have health insurance, but she had the will to live. Easy for me to say. Moving on. There's a joke there, but we're not going for
it. I like it.
I can't talk. You're the talker. You're a professional talker. Anyway, we were dying laughing, and so we go out to the emergency room, which has nothing to do with emergencies. It should just be called a waiting room. Just call it what it is.
True.
We're there for an hour.
A wait to die room.
What?
A wait to die room.
There's a woman who's like a 20-year-old woman who is wailing her brains out, and a nurse comes over, and her mother tells the nurse, she's not a priority.
Oh my God.
Isn't that terrible?
Get out of that hospital.
She probably just figured out that the old battle axe is her mom. Just spend every Christmas with her. Anyway, so Jody ended up getting 5 stitches and 8 staples, and she was thinking, like, she's like, if I have to have staples in my head, I want an easy button. But after being married 4 times, she probably already has one.
Hold on. I got two.
We had a blast, and we cracked jokes through the whole thing. We looked on the bright side. We counted her blessings. At least she didn't go through the plate glass, you know. And I just thought it was good to make fun of a terrible situations and count your blessings when stuff like that happens, because it really takes the sting out of a tough time, and it turns it into an opportunity for laughter and makes life a lot easier.
And a great bit right here on the radio.
That is your moment of Zan. You can see pictures of it at Facebook, Jody White Comic. And, hey, did I tell you that I got a new podcast with Bob Zaney?
No, cool.
Am I allowed to say it?
Yeah, fill us in.
You can edit this out anywhere you want. You just tell me I can say it and then cut me. I won't know.
That's what we do every day.
Anyway, it's, if you look under, you know, I don't know about regular. If you go under iTunes or whatever your podcast app is on your phone and you look under the Bob Zaney Show, you'll see the artwork there of both of us. And we've got Kevin Nealon and Carrot Top.
Nice. George
Wallace, Lance Burton. All kinds of people in the can.
So are you, just a question for myself, are you, because I can blog about this and stuff, are you always on the show with Bob, or are you guys, are you one of, oh, nice, so you get new interviews and stuff each time and all that good stuff?
Yeah, we sit in on the interviews.
All right. Very nice.
Half the interviews we have filmed in the, or shot, I shouldn't say film, sorry, we've shot in the studio in Levity in Los Angeles, which is fun. And the other we do on the road through my iPhone.
Wow. Yeah. I love technology.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that for some reason.
I'm a nerd for it. It's amazing.
You know what? And we bought all these fancy microphones and attachments and apps and stuff for the thing. Uh-huh. We used those, and then we did one without it, and we were like, you know what? It sounds fine without it. So we returned everything, and now we just use the iPhone.